In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The epistle reading today was about faith, and the gospel of today is about sickness and healing, and also about faith. A ruler of the synagogue named Jairus came and fell down at Jesus' feet and said, "Please heal my daughter." And it's obvious to me from this story how much this man loved his only daughter, was just 12 years old, still a child and about to become a woman. He had a lot invested in her, I'm sure. Those of us who are parents know that, how that must have felt. He was willing, wanted her to be healed so much that he was willing to humble himself in front of everyone. Even though he was a ruler of the synagogue, he threw himself down in front of this itinerant preacher, as Jesus has sometimes been called. And then there is the woman who had an issue of blood. They have some similarities. This woman had been suffering from this issue of blood for as long as this Jairus' daughter had been alive. And according to everything I was able to find out, this was, in that time and place, this would not have been an insignificant problem that she had. Sometimes I think we might have glossed over that. But she spent all the money that she could get on doctors and not got any cure. But in that society at that time, that illness would have made her ceremonially unclean. Her family would not be able to eat the food that she cooked. They were not supposed to sit in the same chair that she sat in. They could not even touch her without also themselves becoming unclean. She wouldn't be allowed into the worship services at all. So I would call that a pretty tough situation. But it would also be tough to see your only daughter dying. So both of these people for this time, this 12 years, had a lot invested in this situation. And they wanted their healing. They wanted it very badly. But the woman, because she was unclean, she was trying to hide in the crowd and just had enough faith to reach out and touch Jesus' garment. But even that took a lot of faith, considering that it should have made him unclean, but it didn't. It worked the other way around because of who he was. Instead of it making him unclean, it made her clean. So each of them had faith, but they had acted on that faith. Sometimes we want to just say, well, I believe, but we don't want to do anything about it. And our church teaches that kind of faith is not saving faith. That's not just I believe, you know. I think even most of the Protestants would say that's not saving faith, really. But we don't have the Lord walking around where we can go and throw ourselves down in front of him. But we do have the cross, and we have the icons, and we even have each other, because in a way, each of us should be an icon of Christ. So sometimes we bow into each other to ask for forgiveness, or we ask for help. If we go to the priest and ask for his blessing, that's almost like touching the garment of Christ, because the priest is standing in the place of Christ. The English call their priest a vicar, which means the representative. He is the representative to us of Christ. And of course, the bishop is even more so. Now, some people will take their lottery tickets. I'm not going to say who does this, but they're close to Russia. Let's just put it that way. I'm just kidding. Anyway, they take their lottery tickets, and when the priest comes by, they touch him with it. Now that I wouldn't call that faith. I call that trying to use God for your own mean ends. So when Jesus' garment was touched, he knew. He said, "Somebody touched me." Well, the disciples said, "Yeah, there's people all around here. A lot of people are touching you. What do you mean somebody touched you?" What he meant was that somebody touched him in a different way. Somebody had faith and was reaching out. And he said, I felt power go out from me. And all I can say is, if God came to the earth in the flesh, of course there would be power around him. Otherwise, he wouldn't be God. So Jesus healed. She was healed in front of everybody. He sort of called her out, said, who touched me? And then, so that, the Jairus was standing there and saw this. So even when the other guys came and said, well, your daughter's already dead, because he had seen this, and Jesus had made it known to everyone, that gave him some hope, some strength. He knew that Jesus can heal. As I said, we have our ways. We can reach out in faith also. And a lot of times we don't take advantage of them. I think everybody should get the blessing of the priest before they leave the church. We should keep him busy giving blessings. You know, there's lots of things we can do that we don't do. Anyway, we tend to just live sometimes like everybody else lives. We just come and go as we please, you know. We don't think about God. Now, the epistle is talking about we are not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Christ. I believe that when Paul is speaking of the law here, he's talking about the Jewish law. That it doesn't mean that we aren't obligated in some way to a moral law. It doesn't mean, you know, we can just do as we please. Obviously not, and Paul says that. Right there. If we are in Christ and yet we don't have good works, then how can we say we are in Christ? At the same time, we know that we can't save ourselves by being good. We know that only God can save us. So we have that, you know, that paradox between Paul and James and all the, you know, faith without works is dead. And I'm not going to try to solve that one, except to say that we have to have both. And, you know, as I often point out, even the Baptists really say that. They say you're saved by faith alone, but if somebody says, I'm saved, and they join the church, and then they slide back into their old ways, they just say, well, they weren't saved. Well, so they want faith and works, too. They just put it a different way. They're wrong, but, you know. I found a couple of quotes from some of the fathers that had anything to do with disease. And they seem to contradict each other, and they, in a way, they both seem to contradict the gospel where these people came with faith. I wanted to point out one other thing about the story in the gospel. After Jesus went to Jairus' house and healed the girl, brought her back to life, he said, don't tell anybody about this. And I've often wondered why he often says that to people. Don't tell anybody. Of course, they do anyway, often, but. And there's different reasons given in different places in the Gospels as to why he said that. My thought was that his time to confront the authorities had not yet come, so he was just telling them, you know, let's just keep this quiet. But, you know, being the Lord, he could have evaded the authorities. You know, he didn't really. So then I thought, well, maybe he told them for their own good somehow that they needed to keep this just between us, you know. I don't know. It's just something to think about. And I don't think there's any definitive answer given. Okay, here are these quotes. Just some thought, something to think about. This one is from St. Porphyrios of Kapso Kalibia. Do not ask God to ease the pain you feel because of your diseases. Do not make him do this in your prayers. Withstand your illness with patience and humility, and then you will see what benefit you will get. Don't ask God to heal you. That one really got me thinking. The other one is from St. Paisios of Mount Athos. If Christ sees that a person can withstand a hard disease, he gives it to him. For this small suffering, a person will get a great benefit in eternal life. We suffer here, but he will get his gain in the next life because there is heaven and reward for any sufferings. These seem to be saying, if you get sick, don't ask God to heal you. Just say, God wouldn't have given me this if he didn't know that it was for my benefit, that I can bear it. Yet we do pray for healing. as so many things in our faith, there seems to be a paradox there. I don't even know how to express it. Maybe it is better to say, you know, God gave me this and I just bear with it. And in other words, don't keep begging for God to heal you. I don't know the answer to that one. It's just, like I said, it's just something to think about. In the name of the Father. Amen.